baba so wa da ke mama lati jo e be kiji mo ni kila so awon omo kekeke ni isin opolo won ju ba se ma ro tele lo ko sin ti won ebere ni isin so to ma baba bi wa pe e to mo du melo ni isin e so pe 50 ko wa ni so kankan ma eru baba o mo ba pe 50 years en kiji mo e ma tun mo te fin kiji mo raka meji kilo de tan kiji mo raka meji e pa lebu ni taba mo eje ka bi le mamu to ba kirun fun wa njo jima ejo le mamu e ma binu o kilo de to je pe raka meji la kin njo jima na o suma ko mama o kilo fa opoloko awa muslimi loni ati dagun la ti eko esu akan se ni won ni ka ma se be bi pe osebo lo ma se pe ma se tin baye eri esin won ni esin baye le sin won sugbon esin ti wa esin ti olu wa deda so kale lati sanmo ni olorun fi bu awon kefere ni qur'an tan ba bi won le e te se kilo le te se se ni awon baba wa lo ni ka ma se be se ruru bayi na la wa no ma so fa won ma wa ni kilo fa adagun la si kikeko esin idi eko ese lati ma mo pe eleyi idi ta si se bayi so today inshallah we'll be discussing salatul jumah. The first thing about salatul jumah is that salatul jumah is wajibatun wa ma bi elere kini da jo run jumah so ran yen ni abi sunna ga o gbodo je pe ona yen o gbodo wa lo so salatul jumah is wajiba salatul jumah is compulsory. We had discussed this in the past, but because we are talking about that salat itself, we had discussed the khutbah, we had discussed yawmul jumah itself, so now we come to the salah itself, salatul jumah. What is the ruling of Salatul Jumah? The ruling of Salatul Jumah is wujub. Salatul Jumah is wajiba. Salatul Jumah is compulsory. If a person does not observe Salatul Jumah, Allah can punish him. And one of the punishments he can receive for not observing Salatul Jumah is that okan reoji, the heart of the person who leaves Salatul Jumah will be filled up by Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَا يَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهِمُ الْجُمُعَاتِ لَا يَنْتَهِيَنَّ. People should stop this, they are abandoning Salatul Jum'ah. People should stop it. Eje, kawin ya lo, fawo shakini, ki won lo fi owo sibi ti owo gbe o ki won gbe je nipa pipa jimati aw ti o ba gbe je anabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam oni la yahtim Allahu ala qulubi ulo wale da o ti o kan wa pa. The people should be careful about leaving salatul jumah, otherwise Allah will seal up their heart. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. After that, they will become from غَافِلُونَ. People who become nonchalant, Yorubas will say, أَفَنُ فَرَى. So, تَبَارَنْتُ فَنُ فَرَى أَرَنْتُ لِفْ جَوْنْ فَنُ فَرَى نِكْبِكِنِي وَمَنْ قَى جِمَا تِكِي كَجِمَا تَبَارَتِرَا فَنُ كَسَفُ وَانْتِمَا دُونِمَا جِمَا وَنِي فَنُ مَا Allah o ti okan yan okan yo afonu yo so di afonu tori ko pajimati. So this makes us understand that Salatul Jumah is wajiba. You must perform Salatul Jumah. We also mentioned in the classes past those people that are exempted from this obligation. I hope we remember about 5 or 6 groups of persons. So Salatul Jumah is wajiba. Another evidence of obligation is that verse again. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Idha نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. ذكر الله involves two things, الخطبة والصلاة. ذكر الله that we are commanded to prepare and go for on the day of Juma when the Adhan is made. That zikr has two things inside it. The first one is what? Al-Sahih, Al-Khutbah. The second one is what? Salah. Salatul Jum'ah is wajibah. Another proof that Salatul Jum'ah is wajibah is ijma', consensus. Akpakpo, enu, awafa. Taban so pe awon afa so pe awon afa oni jalabi o awon yen o lenu ti papo o enu won ki si papo o owo ni ma tu agbo afa oni jalabi o won o le penu po lai lai so awon afa oni mimo la le mi o se lo kalima afa ma won so pe awon oluma awon oni mimo and walk away from Juma or Ayanifubo Muslim. The first of those who mentioned Ijma was, from my knowledge, was Al-Imam Ibn al-Munzir. Al-Munzir, Al-Imam Abu Bakr, Muhammad Ibn Ibrahim Ibn al-Munzir, is the 3rd century to early 4th century scholar of Islam. He lived in the time of Ibn Khuzaymah. Is an early transmission of consensus. Tikpe la umma tikba wi pe dandan ni on jima fun gbogbo gbo aya fi awon ni ti ati da kokoja eja da ko e ka fi ran ara leti obirin run juma o shoran ya fun won. The salatul juma is not compulsory on women. Salatul juma is not compulsory on children. Salatul juma is not compulsory on slaves. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on sick persons. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on travelers. Who again? Now? We'd mention children. Now? We'd mention slaves. Who again? Now? Five groups of people. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on them. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on women. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on children. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on slaves. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on traveling people. Ariniyajo. And Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on who? The sick person. And that is from the hadith of Tariq ibn Shihab, wherein he mentioned it from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on so. Wa ma bi yalere ta lo so pe ko compulsory fun anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That hadith of Malik Tariq ibn Shihab occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. So the first thing about Salatul Jum'ah is that salah is what? Compulsory. The second thing we like to mention about Salatul Jum'ah is that Salatul Jum'ah has raka'atan. How many raka'at does Salatul Jum'ah have? 2 raka'at. Adadu raka'ati salah. Isnatan. Salatul Jum'ah has 2 raka'at. 2 raka'at. And this, that Salatul Jum'ah has 2 rak'at is proven from 2 angles. The other time we said Salatul Jum'ah is compulsory. That is proven from Quran, from Hadith, from Ijma'. That Salatul Jum'ah has 2 rak'at is proof from Hadith and Ijma'. It is proven from Sunnah and Ijma'. Because if you go into the Quran, you will not see Salatul Jum'ah 2 rak'at in the Quran. It was one of the things we were discussing yesterday. So even Imam is explaining, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu, idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ati fas'aw ila dhikrillah. He won't tell you how many rak'at Salatul Jum'ah should be, what is the proof, what. All these we are talking about, he won't discuss it. But in the early times when the early Muslims learned the Quran, they will learn all of these details with that verse. But we today, when we learn Quran, it's a game burning for those who have time. And for the teachers who have the time to explain the Quran to the people. Many awan fao shalae Quran fun awon eyan ma. Ki l'Olorun wi gangan oni so. Te ba pe won wa ode wa se wa orin ni won ma ko. Afa Olorin so pe o ma ko ni. Olorun o so ni. Anabi o so ni. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Awon sahabi anabi o so ni. To fi wa di pe Olorin ni wa nso. May Allah protect all of us. The two units of Salatul Jummah are proven from the Sunnah and Ijma. From the Sunnah, it occurs from the Hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar radiyallahu anhu said, Salatul Jummah ti raka'atan. Umar radiyallahu anhu. He said, Salatul Jummah ti raka'atan. The Salah of Jummah, the prayer of Jummah is 2 rak'at. Wa Salatul Fitri rak'atan. Likewise, the Salah on the day of Fitr is how many rak'at? 2 rak'at. Wa Salatul Adha rak'atan. Likewise, the prayer on the day of Eid al-Adha is how many rak'at? 2 rak'at. Wa Salatul Safari rak'atan. The Salah of the traveling person, the Salah during the journeys. How many rak'at? 2 rak'at. He said, radiyallahu anhu, tamamun. Umar radiyallahu anhu, after saying all that, he said, tamamun ghayru kasrin. These Salah that I'm saying, tamam, they are complete. Ah, diko. Inu juma tujeraka mediye. Kujiko, bo usheiriniye. Eron jodun tunun to je raka meji yen ko dinko bo n se ri niyan a dinko bo se wa ti en yen bi irun asunba tamamun ghayru qasrin. 2 units of prayer of Salatul Fajr is tamamun ghayru qasrin. We understand tamamun ghayru qasrin now. What it means is that is the way that Salah is. It is complete like that, ghayru qasrin. It has not been reduced. Likewise, Salatul Safar, the Salah of the person that is traveling. It says rak'atan. It is 2 rak'at. Ghayru qasr. It is not reduced. Zuhur 2 rak'at. Asr 2 rak'at. Isha 2 rak'at. For the traveling person is what? Tamamun ghayru qasrin. It is complete like that without qasr. That's why ulama say, if you observe Salatul Zuhur as a traveling person alone, or you are leading people where you are supposed to observe 2 rak'at. If you observe it 4 rak'at, it's like observing Salatul Fajr as 4 rak'at. Because Salatul Fajr in 2 rak'at is tamamun ghayru qasrin. So that you pray 2 rak'at of Zuhur when you are traveling, it is what? Tamamun ghayru qasrin. That you perform Salatul Asr as 2 rak'at, it's what? Tamamun ghayru qasrin. That you make Salatul Isha as 2 rak'at as a traveler is what? Tamamun ghayru qasrin. Likewise, Salatul Jummah is tamamun ghayru qasrin as 2 rak'at. Salat of Eid is tamamun ghayru qasrin as 2 rak'at. Salatul Eid al-Adha is tamamun ghayru qasrin. He said, radiyallahu anhu, ala lisani nabiyikum, la tawa nabiyi sallallahu alayhi. So he gets hukm al-rafa. Umar radiyallahu anhu. He said, radiyallahu anhu, Salatul Jumati rak'atan, wa Salatul Fitri rak'atan, wa Salatul Adha rak'atan, wa Salatul Safari rak'atan, tamamun ghayru qasrin ala lisani nabiyikum. In another riwayah, he says, ala lisani Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tawan nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meji la wan irun yen. So someone asks us, why do we observe Salatul Jummah as 2 rak'at? Lata wan nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala lisani nabiyikum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatul Safar 2 rak'at. Salatul Jummah 2 rak'at. Salatul Adha 2 rak'at. Salatul Fitri 2 rak'at. Tamamun ghayru qasrin ala lisani Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lata wan nabi she wan yen. This hadith of Umar radiyallahu anhu it occurs in Sunan ibn Majah. And Imam al-Nasai also reported it. And Imam Ahmad also reported it. And Imam ibn Khuzaymah reported it. And Imam al-Bayhaqi reported it. A'imma have reported this hadith. And Sheikh Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani in Irwa al-Ghalil, the third volume, page 105, he grades the hadith sahih. Long before him, Al-Imam Ibn al-Munzir in his book Al-Awsaf, he also depended on that hadith. Likewise, Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, likewise Al-Imam al-Nawawi, and then recently Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Adam al-Ethiopi, in his Sharh of Sunan al-Nasa'i, he mentions that hadith sahih. There's a reason I'm saying all this. But it suffices for the rest of us to know that this hadith is sahih. Al-Imam ibn al-Munzir in Al-Awsat, he said, Rahimahullah, Ajma'a ahlul ilmi, the scholars, the people of knowledge are agreed. La ikhtilafa baynahum. There is no difference amongst them. Anna salat al-jum'ati rak'atan. That salatul jum'ah, how many rak'at? Two rak'at. وَدَلَّ حَدِيثُ عُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَلَى ذَلِكِ. And the hadith of Umar proves that رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, that صَلَاتُ الْجُمْعَةِ رَكْعَتَانِ تَمَامٌ غَيْرُ قَصْرٍ عَلَى لِسَانِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So that is the first proof. The first proof is Sunnah. And here in this statement of Al-Imam Ibn al-Munzir, he said, Ajma'a Ahlul Ilm. The scholars are agreed. So what is the second proof? Ijma'a. Amongst those who mentioned Ijma'a after Ibn al-Munzir, Al-Imam Ibn Hazm mentioned Ijma'a. He mentioned Ijma'a in his book, Maratib al-Ijma'a. He also mentioned Ijma'a in his book, Al-Muhalla. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Nawawi in Al-Majmu'ah, his Sharh on Al-Muhazzab, he also mentioned Al-Ijma'. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qattan in his book Al-Iqna', he also mentioned Al-Ijma'. Likewise, Shaykh Muhammad Diya'ur Rahman al-A'zami in his Sharh of Sunan al-Bayhaqi al-Sughra, Al-Minnat al-Kubra, he also mentioned that there is consensus that Salatul Jum'ah is how many rak'at? Two rak'at. Many ulama mentioned this consensus. So two proofs. Prove that Salatul Jum'ah has two rak'at. The first one is a statement from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was communicated to us by Umar radiallahu anhu. And the second form of evidence is what? Al-Ijma'. Many of the scholars cited Ijma', Ibn al-Munzir and others that we have mentioned, and others that perhaps we have not mentioned. The third thing we like to mention about Salatul Jum'ah is that when the Imam ends his khutbah, Salah starts. And many Imams on the day of Jum'ah, you'll just be hearing, Sawu Sufufakum Yarhamukumullah. Yes, it's correct. But do they ensure that those Sufuf are Sawiyah? Do they ensure that those Sufuf are straight? The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam used to do that. And for the rows, he will appoint someone, hey, you check your row, is it straight? Hey, you check your own row, you check your row. So it's not sufficing, it's not sufficient to say, Sawu Sufufakum, without checking, are the rows straight? So from the duties of the Imam on the day of Jummah is that he should ensure that the rows are straight. He only does not say, Sawu Sufufakum, Suddul Khalal, close the ranks. And then he turns to pray. No. He ensures as much as is possible that the rows are straight. Then he starts the salah as we start the salah. The muazzin says the iqama. We know that there is iqama in Salatul Jum'ah. The muazzin starts iqama and then he starts salah. By his saying takbiratul ihram ku. What does the Imam recite in Salatul Jum'ah? The sunnah for the Imam is to recite Suratul Jum'ah and Ghashia. Suratul Jum'ah and Munafiqun. Suratul Munafiqin together with Jum'ah first rak'ah, then Munafiqin. Or Jum'ah first rak'ah, then Ghashia. Jum'ah first rak'ah, then Munafiqin second rak'ah. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ second ركعة first ركعة يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ صَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ and on so he recites Surah Al-Jum'ah first ركعة Surah Al-Munafiqin second ركعة Suratul Jum'ah first rak'ah, Suratul Ghashiyah, Hal Ataka Hadithul Ghashiyah in the second rak'ah. Sunnah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is another thing he does, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la, Suratul A'la first rak'ah, Suratul Ghashiyah second rak'ah. So three things. Jum'ah first rak'ah, Munafiqin second rak'ah. Or what? Jumu'ah first rak'ah, Ghashiyah second rak'ah. Or what? A'la first rak'ah, then Ghashiyah. All these are established from the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, Anna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana yaqra'u yawm al-jum'ati fi salatil subhi. On the day of Jum'ah fi salati subhi, in the Fajr Salah, yaqra'u, he will recite Alif Lam Mim Tanzil. He will say Alif Lam Mim that has Tanzil. Which of them is that? As-Sajda, Surah As-Sajda. Fajr. In Wa Sumba. In Jawajima. Unin Tanabi Manfimke, alayhi salat. He will recite Alif Lam Mim Tanzilul Kitab La Rayba Fihi Min Rabbil Alamin Am Yaqulun Aftara. It's in three pages, three complete pages. Very interesting surah, Allah. Surah to Sajda. So that is fourth rak'ah. Last Subah Jawajima in the Fajr on the day of Jum'ah. He said, Radiyallahu Anhu, Wahal Ata Ala Al-Insan, Surah to Al-Insan. In Fajr, Surah Al-Insan, second rak'ah of Fajr. Hal ata ala al-insan. Hinum min ad-dahari lam yakun shay'an mazkura. This surah, if you are reading it and you really understand it, you will think that Allah has already put you inside Al-Jannah. The way Allah was describing Al-Jannah in this surah, when you read it in Salah, you are enjoying it. You'll be feeling that, am I inside it already? Am I already enjoying it already? May Allah make all of us from the people of Al-Jannah. So we recite Sajda, first rak'ah. Hal ata ala al-insan, second rak'ah. Salatul Fajr. Abdullah ibn Abbas was telling us, radiyallahu anhuma, about the salah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَفِي الْجُمْعَةِ بِسُورَةِ الْجُمْعَةِ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَفِي الْجُمْعَةِ And in Salatul Jum'ah, what would he recite? Bil Jum'ah. He will recite Surah Al-Jum'ah wal Munafiqin and Surah Al-Munafiqun. This hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim. It also occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i. It also occurs in Sunan al-Bayhaqi, Al-Kubra and Al-Sughra. One day, Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu led Salah in Medina. Wallahi, I want to say that Nabi Lepaji. They like the messenger. Allah said so. And Nabi Awla bil Mu'mineen min Amsi. You see these companions? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dear to them than themselves. Waki yakwa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What shows that they really love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that they will not do something different. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu led the people in Jum'ah in Medina one day. So in the first rak'ah, he recited Suratul Jumu'ah. In the second rak'ah, he recited Suratul Munafiqin. People went to him, Abu Huraira, why? Tell us the reason. I told us. Then people used to ask. When they find somebody do something, they ask him. Today we don't ask. Imalola dini ogbori ko ni si ogbori gan ni oko ogbori ti ni adini lowo awon eyan nisin tamasi so pe ah internally man se ni sallallahu alaihi wa sallam woni e ma se ba na ba tin se lowo awon baba yin sawon baba yin lo lesin ni awon baba yin lo desin le ni aba awon baba yin lo dali janna atina sawon baba yin ni o san lesin je ogbende e ma tara yin je ẹ̀sìn ni títẹ̀lé olúwa dédà àtànábì sọ́lọ́lá ànábì ló gbé ẹ̀sìn wá látọ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ó ní ó sọ pé eléyìí tọ́ eléyìí ò tọ́ ọlọ́run àtànábì nìkan ni ó sọ yìí so Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu led that salah so when they asked him radiyallahu anhu he said qara'aha hibbi abul qasim that was how my friend Hibbi, my beloved friend, Abu al-Qasim. Who is Abu al-Qasim? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iwana, shebe. Madagula. Sheba nabi shesheum, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith occurs in Al-Awsat by Al-Imam al-Munzir. It also occurs in other books of hadith like Sahih Muslim, Sunan al-Bayhaqi al-Kubra, hadith of Abu Hurairah, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he led the people in Salatul Jum'ah, he recited Suratul Jum'ah in the first rak'ah, he recited Suratul Munafiqin. You will see that Salah will be long a little bit, go? Suratul Jum'ah, first rak'ah. How many pages Jum'ah? Practically 2 pages, go? 1.5, exactly 1.5. Juma 1.5. Munafiqun 1.5. Munafiqun starts from half and ends at the end of the second page. Munafiqun 1.5. Juma 1.5. How is it like? Wa idha kila lahum ta'ala wa yastaghfir lakum rabb. Wa idha kila lahum ta'ala yastaghfir lakum rasulullah. Lawaw ru'usa. وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ Very interesting verses of the Quran, Munafiqun and Jum'ah. This is one of the ways the messenger will lead Salatul Jum'ah. The second thing he will do, like we said, he would recite Suratul Jum'ah and Suratul Ghashiyah. Jum'ah and Ghashiyah. That one occurs in the hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir. Nu'man ibn Bashir was less than 10 years old when the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He memorized and knew a lot of ahadith from the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So when he grew up, he became very learned. Nu'man ibn Bashir. Himself and his father were companions. So we should say, radiyallahu anhumah. That's why the brothers don't joke with these little young boys you are seeing. Don't joke with them today. Otherwise, you are joking with your tomorrow. May Allah protect all of us. We must not joke with these little young boys we see amongst us every day we are sitting here. Because of tomorrow. So the same thing happened to Nu'man. He said, radiyallahu anhu, he was asked, ما كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ يوم الجمعة على إسر الجمعة on the day of Jum'ah to follow Suratul Jum'ah. What does the Prophet read? That is, yes, he reads Suratul Jum'ah in the first rak'ah. But to follow that Suratul Jum'ah, what does he read? He says, كان يقرأ هل أتاك حديث الغاشية. No man answered رضي الله عنه. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqra'u. What he would do is he would recite Hal Ataka Hadithul Ghashiyah. This hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir It also occurs in the Awsat of Al-Imam Al-Munziri Rahimahullah. It also occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, Hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir. It also occurs in Sunan Al-Nasa'i, this Hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir. You look at my eyes, I'm doing like this. I didn't write it down, so I'm trying to remember it from my mind. Hadith of Nu'man is in Sunan Al-Nasa'i. And Imam Al-Nasa'i gave about three different riwayat of this Hadith of Nu'man in Sunan Al-Nasa'i. So he would read Jumu'ah and Ghashiya. The third one is Al-A'la and what? Al-Ghashiya. This one occurs in the Hadith of Samura ibn Jundub. He said, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يقرأ في صلاة الجمعة سبح اسم ربك الأعلى وهل أتاك حديث الغاشية. That the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam would on the day of Jumu'ah recite what? سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فَجَعْلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى. On the day of Jumu'ah, first rak'ah. Second rak'ah, ghashiyah. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعًا عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبًا. He will read it. Second rak'ah, day of Jumu'ah. So this is the salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Jumu'ah. Okay, Salatul Jumu'ah, this hadith of Samura ibn Jundub occurs in Musnad Ahmad. It's also in Sunan Abi Dawud. So we recite those and we end the two rak'ahs on the day of Jumu'ah. The next thing, the first thing we like to talk about on Salatul Jumu'ah is Man adraka rak'atan ma'al imam adafa ilayha rak'atan ukhra. If you come late, may Allah protect us. He has missed khutbah. He missed the beginning of salah. He missed the first rak'ah. And then he comes to meet them on the second rak'ah. That is before they stand up from ruku. Before they stand up from ruku of the second rak'ah. Igbayani watora yekum sabuwa sijod sijima. May Allah protect us. Ikaburuni kodao. Kenyo madi de wajima lati aro ti sa ti kiraka o ya ma sare ere yen gan ewo ni e sare de jima e sare lo ma sa si ere yen si sa yen ton sound ewo ni po pe de yen ewo ni. The Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, iza ataytumus salah fala ta'tuha wa antum tas'aud. Te bambo wa kirun ma wa kirun lo ni sare o ma sare lo bi run fa'tuha wa antum tamshuna bis sakinati wal waqar. Come to the salah, come to prayer, wa antum wa'ul hal, while you are tamshi, walking, bis sakinati, with calmness, wal waqar, and what? Waqar, sedateness. When you are driving to on the day of Jumu'ah, drive like that. Don't that mulajima mutikpe farabale. Wa anta tamshi bi sakinati wal waqar, because that is your own mash, especially if it is distant. So if a person comes on the day of Jumu'ah and meets only one rak'ah, what should he do? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, it's also in Sahih Muslim. Man adraka raka'atan, any kani tuba barakaka, whoever meets one raka'ah, min of salat, from salah, faqad adraka salah, utibaru yaw. Ah, so if you meet one raka'ah, you have met that salah. All you need to do is to pay back the other salah. Pay back the other rak'ah. All you need to do is to pay back the other rak'ah. We get that clearer in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. That one occurs in Sunan al-Nasa'i. The first hadith of Abu Huraira is in Bukhari and Muslim. Man adraka rak'atan min as-salati faqad adraka as-salah. But the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar is clearer. Man adraka rak'atan min salatil jum'ah. Anyone who meets one rak'ah on the day of Jum'ah, aw ghayriha, tabiru mi, or any other salah, faqad adraka salah, he has met that salah. So on the day of Jum'ah, if you meet one rak'ah, just pay back your second rak'ah. The hadith of Ibn Umar is in Sunan al-Nasa'i. There's an asar regarding Ibn Umar. He said, radiyallahu anhuma, إِذَا أَدْرَكَ الرَّجُلُ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ رَكْعَةً. When the individual on the day of Jum'ah meets only one rak'ah, صَلَّى إِلَيْهَا أُخْرَى, he should perform another one in addition to the one that he met. وَإِنْ وَجَدَهُمْ جُلُوسَى, but if you meet them sitting down, elomi ataya ni kanyo banjo jima. You abaja ni kodao, ataya ni kanyo banjo juma. So Ibn Umar said, rahimahullah, وَإِنْ وَجَدَهُمْ جُلُوسًا, but if he meets them sitting down making tahiyya, صَلَّ أَرْبَعًا, raka man in yoki. And that starts from when the imam stands up from ruku. Kile mamu bati dide lori ruku kato de masasi. Ni raka ele keji ni jojima. Mary ni wosan. Duo le reo, Mary lo fikun. Raka Mary lo fikun. May Allah protect us. So we pray four rak'at. The person will observe four rak'at if he meets them. Anything from after the imam has stood up from the ruku, he will pray four rak'at. But if he met them, even in ruku, what the edge of the day is stood up together, how many rak'at will he observe? One. Salla ilayha ukhra. You will add one more rak'at to it. But when the imam has stood up from the ruku before you join that salah, how many rak'at will you observe? Four rak'at. Which salah is that? Jumati bama alawa. Jima ti mama la ay la lo aki leyin en ton ki jima. May Allah prohibit us from this kind of thing. It's a very bad thing. Don't do it. So that is how to complete that salah. There is a similar report from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, from Anas ibn Malik, from Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, Sayyid al-Tabi'in, from Al-Hasan al-Basri, radiyallahu anhum, qalu, they all say, in adrakahum julusan salla arban, if he meets them while sitting, he has to observe how many rak'ats? Four rak'ats. The fifth thing we like to talk about salatul jumah is that after the salah, la yusalli fi mawdi'ihi alladhi salla fihi al-jum'ata hatta yatakallama aw yaqum. You must not observe two rak'at of nafila or four rak'at of nafila at that same place where you observe salatul jumah unless you talk or you leave the place. Imita atiki jima aki yan duo yan nafila nbe afika koko soro na tabi ka se kini ka jide ka ku nbe. Ibi ti yan ti salama irun juma e o fe yan nafila raka meji tabi raka merin leyin juma ma joko nbe dide ku nbe yen tabi ko kiyan ba soro a ile ko so kini yan ma soro to ba ti soro o le ki nbe tabi ko dide ku nbe lo ki nbe. One day As-Sa'ib ibn Yazid rahimahullah from amongst the tabi'un, he observed salatul jum'ah in front of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. After that salah, As-Sa'ib ibn Yazid stood up to observe two units of nafila in the same place. When he finished and got home, Muawiyah said, fujukami, see me. radiyallahu anhu. So he said, what you have done is wrong. Don't repeat it again. Amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bidhalik. That is how, what I'm telling you is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to do. Allah tusila salatan bi salatin hatta tatakallama aw takhruj. The Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam commanded us, Allah nusila salatan bi salatin kama fi rukan kun rukiji makirun kan layin rukiji mafirun kan telekeji hatta ti tatakallama to fi soro gbodo soro ayati ko soro aw madha aw takhruj abi ko kuo ni bi to ti kirun ya. So you don't observe, yes, not just salatul jumah. Abdullah ibn Umar saw somebody observing Salatul Jumah, radiallahu anhu. The man stood up to observe Salatul Jumah, observing two units of prayer immediately after Salatul. He dragged him down. Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu. And he bin Ilajo. Abdullah ibn Umar dragged the man down. Sit down. You know what he asked him? Ataji alil Jumah ta arba'a. Why? The man just ended Juma. He stood up again. As if what he's doing is still part of Juma. So must be Juma. Must be Rukakaki Juma. So once you, if his father Omar has a similar report regarding Salatul Fajr. So when he saw someone doing it, he dragged him down. Sit down. You want to make Juma to become how many rak'ahs? So when you finish Salatul Juma, sitting in a place, before you start the next Salat, what should you do? You move away. Or you do what? You talk to someone on the day of Juma. The hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan that we first read to us occurs in Sahih Muslim. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, والسنة أن يفصل بين الفرد والنفل. The sunnah is for you to differentiate between fard salah and nafila في الجمعة وغيرها. On the day of Juma and in any other salah. بقيام. What you use to separate is a qiyam, a standing. Either you stand up and move away, أو كلامين, or by speaking. Your speech is that with which you differentiate between fard and what? Nafl. I hope that this point is clear. You don't stand up immediately on the day of Juma to observe your two units of prayer or four units of prayer after Salatul Juma. And that is the next issue we have, the 16th today. As-sunnatul ba'diyatu lil Juma. The sunnah that we observe after Salatul Juma. The sunnah that we observe after Salatul Juma. The first hadith we will employ is the hadith of Ibn Umar I just cited. When he dragged down the man, he told him, radiallahu anhu, what you should do is observe those two units of prayer in your house. You hear me? Go to your house and pray two units of prayer. So ulama say, we can observe two in the masjid, two at home. Or four in the masjid. Two at home. Or four at home. All the four be at home. Or all the four be in the masjid. Or four in the masjid, two at home. The hadith of Ibn Umar, this hadith of Ibn Umar we talk about is in Sahih al-Bukhari. He observed two units of prayer at home. And he said that is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. So you can pray two at home. But Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, radiallahu anhu, إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فَلْيُصَلِّي بَعْدَهَا أَرْبَعًا. When any of you ends his Salatul Jum'ah, فَلْيُصَلِّي بَعْدَهَا أَرْبَعًا. Let him pray after that Jum'ah. How many units? Four units. So he can pray بَعْدَهَا after it. It does not specify that it has to be where? In the masjid. So So you can pray your 4 units in the masjid. You can pray your 4 units at home. But Ibn Umar told us that the messenger used to make 2 at home. Go. So if you pray 4 in the masjid, you can make 2 at home. You can make 2 at home. Or you can make all the 4 at home. Because the messenger told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the best salah for the individual is the one he makes in the house. Except the obligatory prayers. Apart from obligatory prayers, the best of all your salawah is salah you perform inside your house. So it means these 4 rakats, you can pray it at home. You can also pray 2 rakats at home. You can pray 4 in the masjid. There is no proof to observe 2 in the masjid. No proof. If I see you perform 2 in the masjid, I won't disturb you. But no proof. The 2 is for house, home, gida. 2. That is sunnah. Or 4 in the masjid, or 4. The 4 is after Juma. No specification of a place. But 2, there is specification of a place. Where is that? Gida. Tiba etika. But 4 rakat, wherever. Either at home, or where? Or in the masjid. So if you want to pray it in the masjid, pray 4 rakat. If you want to pray just 2, delena, before you make the 2. That is perfect, good sunnah, inshallah. But if you pray the 2 in the masjid, okay. Many brothers ask questions like that. If you say the Prophet said pray 2, at home, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say, what if he prays this in the masjid? So before you ask that question, I have answered it. We won't blame you. Nafila. But don't let that be what you do all the time. After Salatul Jummah, pray 4 rak'at in the masjid or at home. I think that suffices so far, inshallah. So we go back to our Durarul Bahiyya. We have only one more issue. We'll come inside it in Ad-Durar. We'll come inside our one issue in Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya. Babu Salat al-Jum'ah. What does he say, rahimahullah? He says, Tajibu ala kulli mukallafin illa al-mar'a. Imam al-Shawkani says, rahimahullah, that Salat al-Jum'ah is compulsory for every person who has matured. Who is also sane. The sixth person is the one who is not sane. The sixth person that is exempted from the obligation of Salatul Jum'ah are those people that are not sane. Do we understand what I'm saying? Add it to the 5 to make 6. So Salatul Jum'ah, tajibu ala kulli mukallafin. Salatul Jum'ah is compulsory upon every person that is matured and sane. I hope we remember the proof. Illa al-mar'a. Except the woman. A woman. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on her. Wal-abd. Or a slave. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on him. Wal-musafir. The traveling person. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on him. Wal-mariyil. The person that is sick. Salatul Jum'ah is not compulsory on him. Wahiya kasa'iri salawat. Salatul Jum'ah is like the rest of the Salah. لا تخالفها إلا في مشروعية الخطبتين قبلها. Salatul Jum'ah is not different from the rest of the Salah. إلا except في مشروعية الخطبتين. The fact that 2 khutbats are approved for Salatul Jum'ah قبلها, before we observe the Salah. There is an approval for 2 khutbah. How is it 2 khutbah? Because when the imam stands up, what will he do again? He will sit down. That's 1. What will he do again? He will stand up again. So there is mashru'iyatul khutbataini qablaha. There is the lawfulness. There is the approved 2 khutbah on the day of Jummah. This is what makes Salatul Jummah different from the rest of the prayers. Wa waqtuha waqtu dhuhr. And the time to observe Salatul Jum'ah is the time to observe Salatul Dhuhr. Ala qawli al-jumhuri ahli al-ilm. Upon the position of the jumhur. But it is also allowed before Salatul Dhuhr. I hope that this point is clear. وعلى من حضرها. And it is an obligation upon anyone who comes for Salatul Jum'ah, Allah yatakhatta riqab an-nas, that he should not climb the shoulders of the people. The one who climbs the shoulders of the people, faqad lagha. The one who climbs the shoulders of the people, he has done something wrong. In another hadith, hadith of Abdullah ibn Busr, he said, faqad azaita wa anaita. Azaita, you have caused harm to the people. Wa anaita. Abu ta'ata, you have stayed behind. You want to peto tunko niraba. So he said, rahimahullah, wa ala man hadaraha, and it is compulsory upon anyone who comes to observe Salatul Jum'ah, Allah yatakhatta riqab an-nas, he should not climb over the shoulders of the people. Wa an yunsita hal al-khutbatayn. Wa an yunsita hal al-khutbatayn. And that he should remain silent hal al-khutbatayn during the time of the two khutbas. Wa nudiba lahu at-tabkir. It is encouraged for him to go to Salatul Jum'ah very early. Wa at-tatayyub. And that he should make tatayyub, make perfume. He even told him, get perfume from your wife. You know, one of the meanings of that hadith, the females amongst the companions, they used to use perfumes inside their house. That's why he said, if you demand, you can't have perfume. And the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she ends her menstruation, she will add perfume to a rag and pass it over herself after her ghusl. So it will change the smell. So if your family doesn't have perfume, Umu comes and says, Abu, I want to buy perfume. Don't say, Utilaki ayeju wa Umu. Don't say that. So it says, if you don't have perfume, get the perfume from your family at home. What tajammulu. Likewise, dressing well. Tajammulu ke yo shosho. Ara sunna juman. Shosho anjo jima. Let the people be asking you, Afa, this your cap is fine today in Ajuma. Today, Onini Jima, Abu Fatima, Ewa Wagwadabai, Onini Jima, answer like that. What the Tayyubu, what the Jamulu, what Dunumu min al Imam, likewise sitting close to the Imam. We read the hadith yesterday, ko? Says, come closer, because some people they will be going behind. Hatta you akhara fil jannah, until that will make them become the people of the back inside al jannah. In the khalaha toba te wal jannah, eh toba wal jannah e yigan yo du si Allah ma ja du sai inu al jannah tete wa ma joko legbe le mamu waju ndo jima. Wa man adraka rak'atan, if a person meets only a single rak'ah on the day of Jum'ah, minha, from Salatul Jum'ah, faqad adrakaha, he has met Salatul Jum'ah. You see, it means if you do not meet one rak'ah, what have you observed? Zuhur. We'd explained that to us previously. Wahiya fi yawmil jum'ati rukhsatun. Wahiya fi yawmil eid rukhsatun. Salatul Jum'ah fi yawmil eid rukhsa. Nijadun yidi, whether Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Kabir, if you like, you can come for Salatul Jum'ah. If you like, you may not come for Salatul Jum'ah. Nijadun yidi, fentuba lo yidi niyo. For the one who observes Salatul Eid, if he likes, let him come for Salatul Jum'ah. If he does not like, let him not come for Salatul Jum'ah. So that's why Imam Shawkani said, وَهِيَ فِي يَوْمِ الْعِيدِ رُخْصَ. On the day of Eid, not to come for Salatul Jum'ah is rukhsa. So what are the proofs that إِيَلِمَا وَسِيدِ نِجَوْجِمَا إِيَلِمَا وَسِيدِمَا نِجَوْجِدِ. People can ask, how many to take care of today? Kye tuntun, o ti wati. Kwe ole mama, ole tuntun siwa, kye tuntun. Inu sunna nabi lewa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gbogbo n to ba ti wa nu sunna o tuntun se e ma so pe tuntun ma eyin le e ma e ma so pe awon mo kan to ti be o wa nu o wa be e o eri. I told us about the Baba Imam of this masjid, the elderly imam of this masjid yesterday. He used to tell me a lot of things. One day he told me, he said, he has Sunan Nasa'i. He said, Sunan Nasa'i, he demand on you, money be any baba. But when he Abu Dawda, say, my Sunan Abu Dawda. I said, yes, sir. He was telling me, he divine. I think so, Buharina. Baba Agbalagba ni Buhari o ni Abuda iwo odo kilo fowo tiera iwo odo ma ke to ma da ka am fa yen o fa ke kini wo fowo tiera. I saw a dictionary with him one juma. I don't have it. Lil Imam al-Fayyumi, fortunately Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi always quotes that dictionary in his Al-Bahr al-Muhit. I don't have it. More than 2 years now, I've been searching for it. Whenever I travel, I'll be searching. Ah, Baba, you need to see new. It's more urgent. So buy books. Fortunately, all these books, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, they are all in English now. At the two books, they are able. So let's excuse. You don't have an excuse. Ordinary Riyadu Salihin. Odomi Onile. Just for Christ. Salafi Nimi. Salafi. Kilo fi Salafi. Riyadu Salihin Oni. Kilo Nkaga. Kilo Onriye Ewo. Upa Olon Atanadi. Oh, yeah, Kakao. News Nika Lunga Ati WhatsApp. Oh, Te Ewo. Nkaga. Kilo Olon Wina. Kila Nabi Wi. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ibajanyo is bad. We should not have any brother here who should not now have it implanted. Kutubu Sita, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah. Imina te wa fe ni leki te to leko te wambe. Go and sell your flat screen and come and buy it. Sell your flat screen TV. Because they are beneficial for you and to you than that flat screen. The time you spend on this flat screen, spend it to read Sahih Bukhari. And these books now, Abu Dawud, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, and what in your jewel? To about it, I want to say, Sahih, Da'if. So let's use. Go and sell your flat screen and come and buy Kutubu Sita. I'm not a bookseller, Lubata. Taba, Sape, Munkolo, Jamini. I'm not a bookseller. But if you read them, I'll be getting rewards because I participated in those books, in the translation of those books. And me, I've collected my own money. And where you go there? You wanna jump on him? Make benefit from it. Make benefit. When people go for Hajj, tell their jebara say, "Ebu haribo, elo mi jalabi ani o matoro." Ebara jalabi abo. Jalabi ato Iran kanu di. Abu ni tambi ni jalabi ambenta. Abe ati mata jalabi odun. Ora jalabi abo ora jalabi ora shop ameni tilobora. Shuban wele. These books, it's important we have them. You don't read Arabic, it's no more excuse. They are available in English and the translations are good. Three people at least worked on it. The translation I worked on was first done by a PhD, a Canadian PhD, Abu Khalid. May Allah preserve the brother. That brother, I can say, is a miracle. He does not speak Arabic. But anything you write in Arabic, he will translate it to English. He has a PhD in linguistics. He won't even be searching the dictionaries. He will just be writing it. So when he finished his translation on Sunan al-Nasa'i, volume 1 to 6, I reviewed the translation. Volume 1 to 6. I gained from it a lot as an individual because it gave me the opportunity to read the entire book with the sharh. عدد إمام السيوطي الشرح إمام السندي their sharh were with me as I walked on. I was looking at them. I had the opportunity. I was invited from Saudi Arabia. Kisepe Adele. What we mean, Lord, the project. Riyadh, Kisimaka, Imagina. Riyadh, Latiloshe. Kishin Kabele, Papa. I was the only person who came from Nigeria. Dr. Bashir Ali Omar was the one who was invited. He gave an excuse, he would not have the time. So they told him, give us somebody. He called me to go. Mala Muhammad Awal Albani Zaria. He knows about what I'm. He took the copies, hard copies, that I was working on, 2 riyals. Sunan al-Tirmidhi, I worked on volume 246. Sunan al-Tirmidhi's review, volume 2, volume 4, volume 6. Our brother Abu Safiya, Abdul Rafi Imam. Some of you can see him on Facebook. Abdul Rafi Imam, he worked on volume 1, volume 3, volume 5. Send him inbox, ask him. We were sitting together in the office in Riyadh. He'll be working, I'm working. We're in editor's room. But he came from Medina. At that time, he was living in Medina. So he didn't come from Nigeria. So all of us were foreigners. People came from other parts of the world, America, from Britain. So no excuse. No excuse. You don't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse not to read these books. So as you say, it's in Sunan Abi Dawud, in Sunan Tirmidhi, ke se pa sun rara. Ah, sun rara o. Ki wo na o le lo ye wo. You can go to Kitab al-Juma, the book on Juma. You'll be reading the hadith ba shin kai o ma ri nbe. Yo dododo lo kan re ju ba shin so ilo. So let's make good effort. Iru nu Ramadan, by Ramadan like this, you sit down, you'll be reading it by yourself. If you don't, fortunately, the Kutub al-Sunan al-Arba'a, there are commentaries. If we found a hadith that was not very clear, we will explain it after la yela day. So that kikini, take back how you want it, boyo, our salah, you see. We made brief comments on them. So, you can read the hadith and not understand. Oh, understand, yeah. Allahumma shewani ghafilun. So, I encourage all of us, go and look for Kutub al-Sitta. You can also look for Riyadh al-Salihin. That one is easier to get in English. Riyadh al-Salihin has messages from all the books too. You can start with Riyadh al-Salihin. If you say, I don't have money, where will I start with Riyadh al-Salihin? Buy the book. Don't say you have it on your phone. In your to buy the books. Along Ganitira. Yobata. Abalambo Nitira. Quran Yitira alone. Iko. Lahul Mahfuz Nko. Along Gani. Aumalekani. Ikano Afa. One of the scholars said, is it because the angels writing our records on the right and left, is it because they will forget? Why is it that Allah is telling them to a caller, write it down? Why? Is it because those angels will forget? Or because Rabbul Alameen will forget? La yazilli Rabbi wa la yanta. He had never been ignorant and he will never be forgetful. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah say the angels should be writing it down? They say because on the day of Qiyamah, if your record is told to you by mouth, you did this, you did, you can want to deny. So on the day of Qiyamah, it will be thrown to you. Ikra kitabak. Ma kafura re. Kafa bi nafsika liyawma alayka hasiba. You have sufficed today as a judge over yourself. Oh yeah, read it. Ma ka. Keshekbe, somebody, it is not that somebody will tell you. Fura ra re no ma ka ishe owo re. And that's why in the court too, they write the charges. They write it down. Or does the judge come and read the charges to him? They write it down. They say, look at it here. Sometimes they can ask him, can you read or you cannot read? If he does not understand English, they will look for an interpreter. But on the day of Qiyamah, no interpreter. So along gan ni tira rudin to kole. Amaleka ni tan kole. Iwo ni. You say you have it on your phone. When virus comes, think of. when text messages, WhatsApp come, okay? And that's what happens to many brothers. Matara re je ori phone le meeting se tilawa Qurani matara re. Once you have 1-2 WhatsApp messages, you will leave your tilawa. Tubajero e jami. Many brothers who are reading Quran from their phones in Ramadan. Once they have 1 WhatsApp message, 2 WhatsApp messages, 3 drop in, they'll say, let me see who is that person. Maybe it's something that I need to reply to immediately. Shaitan will use that one to carry you away. And to sope la ako dan na laka siratak al mustaqim. La hum siratak al mustaqim. Ma lo jo uti wa lo jo na reon. Ini je kan lo. Uwa fe ko ka Qur'an ni. Ko fe ka ka. Be mushafu dani. Mushaf. Mushaf Qur'an. Mushaf Qur'an. Elo mi o ni mushafu le o. Oni I don't need it. You know the world has changed. Ma tara reje. Buy a mushaf to read. Do you know one funny thing, brothers? Do you know that there are more Bible printing institutions now in the world? They didn't say that it's in WhatsApp. It's in software. They are still printing it. Iwa Muslimio ni Qurani le. Eto ni erukuti kusi. Nati oka. Seji agbi ya julori tira olu obadeda. I wanted to discuss what is the proof for observing Salatul Juma as Rukhsa on the day of Eid. You thought that I had forgotten, Abi? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said alayhi salatu wa salam, what happened was this hadith of Iyas ibn Abi Ramla al-Shami is a tabi'i. He observed, he said, shahidtu Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. I saw when Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, I was there. وَهُوَ يَسْأَلُ زَيْدَ بْنَ أَرْقَمِ. I was there when Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was asking Zayd ibn Arqam. He asked him, أَشَهِدْتَ He was asking him, قَالَ أشهد محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عيدين اجتمعا في يوم. Did the Prophet witness 2 Eids joining on one day? What does that mean? 2 Eids joining on one day. Salatul Jumu'ah and Salatul Eid. قال نعم. Zayd ibn Arqam said yes. قال فكيف صنع. They asked him, what did he do? Qala salla al-eid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the eid. Thumma rakhasa fil jum'ah. Then he gave jum'ah's rukhsa. He made it easy for the people. Faqala, he said to them, man sha'a an yusalliya fal yusalli. Entubawu kuki kuki. Jum'ah. Rakhasa fil jum'ah. He made tarkhis. He made it easy. Jum'ah, man sha'a. Whoever wants to come for Juma on that day, falyusalli. Let him observe that Juma on that day. This hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud and Sunan al-Nasai. There is also the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. An Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam annahu qala. From the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam that he said, قَدْ اجْتَمْعَ فِي يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا عِيدًا. Today, 2 Eids have joined for the day. فَمَنْ شَاءَ أَجْزَأَهُ مِنَ الْجُمْعَةِ. Whomever likes, the Eid will suffice him from Salatul Jum'ah. وَإِنَّا as for us, مُجَمِّعُونَ. أَوَوْكِ جِمَنْتِوَا. Do we understand? The Prophet said, yes, if you like, come. If you like, don't come. But as for me, I want to come. I want to observe Jum'ah. So this hadith of Abu Huraira occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud too. There is also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas regarding it. There is also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. And that's why after it, Sheikh Muhammad, Sheikh Saeed ibn Ali al-Qahtani, he says, وَهَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثِ These ahadith تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ صَلَاةَ الْجُمْعَةِ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ تَصِيرُ رُخْصَةً It proves that Salatul Jum'ah after Salatul Eid will become a rukhsa, something that you may do, something that you may leave. يَجُوزُ فِعِلُهَا وَتَرْكُهَا You can do it, you can observe Jum'ah after observing Eid. وَيَجُوزُ تَرْكُهَا You can also leave it if you like. وَهُوَ خَاسٌ اَتَتِقْبَوْ This thing is only for some people who مَنْ صَلَّ الْعِيدِ The one who has observed Salatul Eid. Duna man lam yusalliha. It is not for the person who did not observe Eid. Toba bo yidi. Yeah. Oh, let's okay. Onini yidi. Toba wimu. Toba bo yidi. Obodo wa fun juma. The one who misses Salatul Eid must come for Salatul Juma. The persons who may not come for Juma are those who observe the Salatul Eid. I think it will suffice for us to stop here today. There are other issues we could have liked to attempt to discuss, but we could use the rest of the time to interact, to ask questions, such as, can people observe Salatul Jum'ah everywhere around? Yes. The early Muslims during their times, if a masjid is near a house, all the frontal parts of the houses, everywhere backwards, they will fill it up. There are athar from Anas ibn Malik, there's athar from Sa'id ibn Musayyib and others. They used to observe Jum'ah. Safu kunde bubu abelilo. Like in this masjid, instead of people praying in front of the imam, I think we should discuss that too. Some people go to stay in front of the imam, and there is space behind. This stuff here can drag up to Akindeko. Labas. But you see people, there is still space, there are still spaces, but you see them in front of the imam. It has three rulings. If a person does it deliberately, he knows. And then he knows that there are spaces. And he prays in front of the imam, فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ كُنِيُّ But the Medina is theory. If you go to Medina, you see it. Medina to Nabawi. You see it there. In front, they will write it. Don't come beyond this place so that you don't destroy your salah. Who has seen it like that before? Who has seen it? You have seen it. You have seen it. You have seen it. Ra'aita Abu Bakr? Ma ra'aita? He has gone to Medina twice, so he's saying he didn't see. Who saw? You saw? Abu Fatima, right? You mustn't tell me you didn't see. Did you see? You did. Abu Aisha. Don't worry, you see this year. Inshallah. Ikhwa, Hajj and Umrah, I always say it is dua. Salam batik ba dua yo sheshe. Keshowo. I have seen rich people who can't go. O fe lo ko le lo ko ni lo. Tori pe luwa ba de da o ko mo pe yo lo lodun yen. Olorun lo ma nko Hajj at Umrah. O le da duro. Let me tell us this story. It happened in Sokoto. A brother who knows the, who met the man in Makkah told me this story. The man said, as you see me, do I resemble somebody who can pay money and come for Hajj? The brother said, I said, okay, let me tell you how I came here. That man has Okada. He's a farmer inside Sokoto, inside Sokoto, Birni, chicken Birni. So he was in the evening coming out of his farm. Something punctured the tire of his motorcycle. He wouldn't find the vulcanizer to help him patch the tire. So he was rolling, you know how they roll it, he was rolling the bike. And it was near Maghrib. So he got to the nearest filling station. He met the man standing, the owner of the filling station, standing like this. So he went to help me for the sake of Allah. With anything, that I can use to either patch my tire or go back home. I'll keep my bike here. I'll go home, come back tomorrow for it. The man said, that's your problem? Say yes. Say, my own problem is that I have been given a seat for Hajj, but I can't go because his mother was ill. So he's thinking about who to give the seat. Will you like to go for Hajj? He said, ha. Will I want to go for Hajj? It's not a question. I will go. He said, okay, I will give you this seat for Hajj. They just call me now. So the sadness is, oh, instead of going for Hajj, I can't go. Eh? He will kill a lady. His own problem here. Won't know about that. Open to Nika Lukufun. To Bajolo, you're funny coming. To Bajatalika, you're funny coming. Osago do Mansa, you are Kaka. Kilo, stop there alone, say for me. Silver for any car. What will you make dua for? And he wants you to make dua. So he will give you some chayaman for dua. So the man said, it is not a question, okay, do. But I will give you money to get a cab or anything, go back to your village. Come back tomorrow. When you are coming back, buy another tube, a new tube. For your punctured tire. So the man solved his problem and also got a Hajj. Taloma mu ya lomaka. Wallahi Allah ba ulu abadedan. Me, my first Hajj, till today, I don't know how I went. They just called me. Abu Nasir, are you Ibrahim Abdurrahman? They just called me. I did. I say, send your passport to so and so place. You must say, Demakanye. Me who labor the edge of Tani or Tani 15 years ago. And you know how he made it to me? Since that day I have never missed Hajj. May Allah make it easy for me till I pass away. See today I didn't know how. And you know what? A year before, my mother, my brother, my sister, all of them went, they left me. And they did not tell me till they got to the airport. It's okay. They say yes. They went. I was very patient, but it was hard patience. Suruna liga. Wallahi suruna li. 15 years ago, hard. You know what I did, brothers? When you move out of the room, that was before I can't hold them with the fire. When they get there, I might say, you want to suffer any pain, and you know, suffering. I dear life a lot. I used to dear life. And I like to make myself happy. Make yourself happy. Nobody will make you happy. Make yourself happy, Mr. Man. If they give you lime, add honey or sugar to it. What will it become? Juice. Lime juice. If you like it more, put it in the freezer a little bit. Corora tutu, wherever. Make yourself happy, oh brother. Ma lo joko sinu leko ma ronu. One can talk to you, Reninu. Sometimes when I don't have money at all, no shishi. Mawa wear, I will now bath, wear perfume. Mawa wagbadanla. I will wash my car, clean the car. I will not be going. I may not go anywhere. Just go around. I can come to Saudi like this. What do you mean, wagbada? Hello, me was okay. Along, chebi lagbada pay me now, yeah. My people will say, oh, Abu, will I kill myself? I beg you, let's continue. So make yourself happy. There is no reason a Muslim will not be happy. Sheko to pe Muslimi ni ani. Koto ni dunu. awon kan bo gibo pe fun rara won ni won lo ja igi nigbo won won fori bale fun to ba won woni ye la hawla wala quwwata illa eyan le go to bayi yo ma gbe ah oluwa mi o ah oluwa re okuta bi won lo mu ni titi lo o ti do oluwa re obinrin won so ka oko mi kini kan ah yo ma ki okuta ma la yanfa'uhum wa la yadur. If you think about that one, otoko dupe otoko ma so pe alhamdulillah kan wa bo pe kilo sha la la se ha muslimin ni mi. The sahabas used to do that. Awon sabi anabi man se be radiyallahu anhu wo joku ma sa ti mo ma dupe lodo olohun iyen la olohun pa anabi la se nu kahf wasbir nafsaka ma alladhina يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد أي ولا تعد عيناك أنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه فكان أمره فرط. I wish we can explain this verse. So it's a very important thing that you think of Allah's favor on you. How about your two eyes? These eyes. How are they? You got them free, each of them. How much would you have paid for each of them? I had a niece, a second grade niece, during the first regime of Muhammad Buhari, 1983, they went to, you know, there was, in the Shagari regime, rice was hoarded. MPN, at that time, hoarded rice. So when Buhari took over, they ordered that the rice be sold to the generality of the people. And you know who was selling? Army. So they halved the price of rice at the time. In specific places. At the time, the governor of River State was Fidelis Oyakhilome, police commissioner, law wo. So they got army and others they were selling. That my niece went to buy the rice. You know Nigerians, because it was shortly before the why came in the regime of Babangida, war against indiscipline. Idi Agbani. It was Mamsa that came in Babangida. Mamsa came in Babangida's region. Why? War against indiscipline was not launched at that time. So at the beginning of that regime, when that happened, my cousins, they went to buy the rice. She has died now. May Allah forgive her. May Allah forgive her. She was a very gentle woman. So in the process of dragging, Ami wanted to flog somebody. The blala touched her eyes and she got blind. Ami fell down. Why? The blala, she balo junior. Ojibafo. They took her to Kano. They removed that eye and placed the eye of a goat. When you see her, you will see the difference. This eye is different from this eye. One part by your junior Kumbeni. It was her own eye that remained. The other one could not function well. It could not function. It was to only make it to Dupelo Dolan. Esenko. Owonko. Etinko. Intaudu. Nematallahi la tusuha. You can't count. You can't finish counting Allah's favor on you. If you go to Lautech, you know what I'm saying now. Just check Lautech. Pay a visit for 30 minutes in Lautech, you know what I'm saying. So be happy, make yourself happy. Don't let anything kill you or make you have high blood pressure. You don't need it at all. The time to be thinking, use it to make dua. Allah help me. Allah provide for me. You don't have any reason. You don't have any reason to keep so sad. Some people think about suicide. Oh, Ronu Dadani, you didn't think well. Allah has favors on you. Assalamu alaikum. Please, what should we say immediately after witness? One of our brothers in Makkah, after witr, I will say Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Subhanal Malik al Quddus. At the third one, you will shout Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Sunnah in witr niyo. Tabakir wa shamutalale ni witr. Awa sokbe. Let's leave this voice and children. Pay the attention to me. What will we say? Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Inte yan man wi ten ba kirun aleta niyan inu Ramadan. Abi nigba ti o si Ramadan to ba ti pari witr, that is what you should say. After witr you say that. You know why it is strange? Al Imam An-Nasa'i alone reported that hadith. In farada bihi al Imam An-Nasa'i. I have a friend who is always harassing me. When he heard me say this, he looked at me like this. Don't forget that I did the translation review of Sunan An-Nasa'i. When I say Subhan al Malik al Quddus, and I have an approach. So oba se garage si mi ni die ko ma dakeni ma gbe ai makareka to ba se garage si mi die ko I will keep quiet in anfani to e kin se fun yin se fun iya to je niyan iya garage to se si mi ni pe ini emi na ni fun oni ma gbe ai makareka to ba mo ma ruka. So every time you hear me say Subhanal Malik al Quddus, you look at me like this. But oh, ma be me. He won't ask me. No. After Taraweeh, Subhanal Malik al Quddus, Subhanal Malik al Quddus, he will look at me. We have been looking at ourselves for years now like that. And the hadith is sahih, is in Sunan of Al Imam An-Nasa'i. Subhanal, after, it is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. He said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ends his night prayer, what does he say? Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Subhanal Malik al Quddus. Again, wa son kafuwa, oh, anu sifat salati nabi. Law, wumbe wambe. Now, oh, anu sifat salati nabi. You want to ask another question? This now. That is what I have problems with. Leave it like that. Alaykum salam. Leave Tahtan. Now, in Hisnul Muslim. رب الملائكة والروح. Did he say it is sahih? He said that's why he wants to ask. Subhana, stop it at Subhana al-Malik al-Quddus. Subhana al-Malik al-Quddus. Subhana al-Malik. Stop there. Leave it like that. Don't put the addition. If you don't put the addition, you don't have any problems. Alaykum as-salam. Mistakenly, of his own fault. He's asking a question you should be able to answer. Were you here yesterday? Yes. What is the answer to your question? He said one of the babas had FM on his phone. So in that FM, maybe they are saying, radio, oh, why, oh. You remember this? Maybe they are saying that, and the imam is making khutbah. He said, so somebody near him said, Baba, radio in Pariwo. Radio Baba in Pariwo. Someone near Baba said, Baba, radio in Pariwo. So he's asking me, what is the ruling on the person to radio in Pariwo? What is the ruling on the person to sofun Baba kwe radio in Pariwo? Maybe another person behind them say, Kilo later, you may get in the Rojo Ghana. Did anybody behind say, oh, I imagine the killer and so. Another person collected the Baba's phone. Odimelo. He's trying to help the Baba to off the FM. They didn't succeed. They give it to another person. Bobo one pata won ni lada jima. Want to lira one. Okay, if they are giving you abuba, abuba, what will you do? And you agboro ni? Because they can do it. They can say afa ijeba wa se. In fact, you don't even hear because you are looking at the imam. Ebe la ba we ba wa pa kini ko mo di wa lowo. Because if you do so, faqad laghawta wa al-ghayta. You have done something bad and you have spoiled your Juma. So don't do it. Can we leave the person? The question is answered. He said it's disturbing everybody. Let the person who has the phone be carrying the problems of his phone. The person who can help out is imam. Imam can help out. Baba say Ripani. If he asks Baba that, what will Baba say? He say Ben me Ripani. Because it is connected to the Ajuma. So Imam can talk about it with him. Bo ni kawachi. Taking fakenico by pa. He say yes. Talo le papo yinu bobu wai. Someone can retire ya bapa. It will solve the problem. E kolo lesson. Esin. Ẹ̀sìn ni ó ní ẹ̀kọ́ àbí ẹ̀kọ́ ló lẹ́sìn. So it is the imam that should control the situation.
Ṣáàmù
ò bá ní àṣọ̀rọ̀ níjọ́ Jímà. Tí ìṣepọ̀ ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí. Pé ìwọ ló ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ àbí. Ó sọ̀rọ̀ tó kó gbogbo wa sínú tó jẹ́ pé ẹnikẹ́ni ló lè dáhùn. Má sọ̀rọ̀ níjọ́ Jímà o. Kò mọ̀ bá a ba Jímà rẹ̀ jẹ́. Gbogbo àwọn yòókù ìtàn ti ń sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn. Wọ́n kàn join ara sínsílá tu. Alaykum salam. Okay, we'll be brief now, inshallah. Now, Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Three times. Meta akoko Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Keji Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Elaketa Subhan al Ogbonsoke Agbonsoke.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaykum salam, engineer. Someone has a mic with him.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
I'm here, sir.
Someone has a mic. Like
yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Aha, just hold on to him. Don't worry. Now. The one that happened with Umar was Rakat al-Fajri. After Fajr, that person wanted to observe Rakat al-Fajr. So Umar dragged him down. Sit down. So if after Fajr you want to observe your Rakat al-Fajri, move away or talk to somebody. It will show that it's a break. The messenger said, alayhi salatu, there are two ways to break. How do you break? By talking or by walking away. Now,
no.
Alaykum salam. Mr. Mike, don't worry. You are controlling all of us today. If we want to start, because it remains me, we'll come back to it. Minimum number of people that can observe Salatul Jumu'ah. We discussed it, two. two. In the whole village or town, no people except only two Muslims. One of them will be the imam that will do khutbah, the other one will do dadani, and then they will pray. Afa Abu Sani. Alaykum salam. The mosque where he observes Salatul Jummah on the days of Friday, what happens? This brother said they used to call Doif Doif. How do you know that it is Doif they are quoting? He said in Shaban they were quoting many hadiths. On Nisfu Shaban. One peg bulla wani. Wani Nisfu Shaban ke wama sasio uruti kadara ma yikada ukura. Laylatul Qadri la nabi weo alayhi salam. Nisfu Shaban lo woman so. There are serious problems about people who pontificate in our community. Pontification is I want to share Gigia, to guide away, to empower, so not. Don't do anything. There's a problem around it. And Ikhwa, you all here, you are the ones the Ibn Allah will use to solve this problem. And the way to solve it is with knowledge. Iman. Iman. Everywhere you go, spread knowledge. Say something. Say something. That is the essence. I said, go and buy Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, all these. When we mention the hadith, the one Allah will. In Jotul Imam, the hadith of Umar ibn Ruwayba is very common that I want the Imam to say, I'm going 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 to say, Lolly Logbe Tiawa, Say Muslim, oh, and Hadith Omar ibn Ru'ayba or Ru'ayba, a sack of his in Sayyim, Balogbe Say Muslim, I think. In Makil, Sumeban Kadisi, not care so to me for me. Now, come back, I've given two Adisi. A boy, a leg bearer was born in Sokoko Kaibo. Larbawana, one day, it is not Muktaso, it is not Samarai. English and Arabic side by side me. Ejeban ka di seban so to men. To ba katan. Say yo le so to men. Ko ni le so to men. Ko ni le so to men. Ewa ma du ko abli ma me jeban so to men. Wallahi mo di di fe ke ban so to men ni. Ti ani no eje so to men mi no to ele le ban so to men. Ele le ban so. Tori yo fe wa ona abayo. O le fe lo inko fun e ko si le paro fun e toro ti ri pe ebo e wa legbe won ti tu segbe aya wa shahida shahidun min ahli. So this is the way to go, oh brothers. If you can't read Arabic plainly, get English and Arabic together. Iwo ma ke o ko loga o ko na o ni awon kan ilowo bo lo se fe tan sunna ka. How will you expand sunnah? How will you teach people sunnah? You not say you have it on computer, eh? In your tomba ni ogbe wa na ni mo ta fi se computer lo gbe lo mo ta si. Computer ina lo gbe lo. Ani tira, tira, tia. Ti afa ejo mi ke gugu o. Akan ke die die die. E ba tu ni ama se be sagbalagba. Nbi to tin ka ti o tu, o no. Injo mi ga to an lo pe ajan ma eyan tewo. To ba woju re yo goju kuro tori pe oro ti wa laarin injo to ba wa gbo pe o lo photocopy e o wa pinu masasi tori pe injo pada gbeyin niyan ti imam o ba deyin ti o ba jawo next stage go and photocopy that hadith wa pinu masasi injo jima kawo eyan to de si si le le lo ki le mo mo to gori mi nbari. tawon e ba tin lo ile kan ma mu lo abi ko lo dun tanjo jima won tin jade mo san si bayi mo ha le kokan to ba di jima to nbo to ba ni oya eyin eyan e tewo kini won so fun o nikan ni o ri pe o nikan lo ntewo. So we need knowledge, we need to learn, we need books. Knowledge, having someone to teach you and explain to you, and having good books, these two are the instruments of learning. The two instruments of knowledge are what? Good teacher and what? Good books. Some of the scholars say they are like the two wings of a bird. If you have good teachers without good books, one wing. Does a bird fly with a wing? If you have good books without good teacher, one wing. Does a bird fly without with a wing? But when you have good books and good teachers, the sky is your limit. So this is we all have a duty. What we are doing now, imagine that it occurs in 10 mosques in Oshogbo. You want to think canon shala ibe pe ba se nki ji money ba se nse ni ba se nse ni ba e ke ko mo da die die si a godo da ke die ti wo mo na so fellow mi pe a nkan bayi won ni o da o ko da won lana bi lo so bo ti ni ti a to fi juwe oro yen gugu wala nisha is the duty of everybody, that is al amru bil ma'ruf wan nahyu anil munkar according to what you know now. Tima re ba tun tesiwaju si o tun se sesi tima re ba tun tesiwaju si may Allah make it easy for all of us. Alaykum assalam. Now you have an opportunity to observe Salatul Jummah in a community not far away from main town here Oshogbo. When the imam is observing Salah, behind or beside him, doing what? Because of lack of space or what? So why is he standing beside him? You just saw them like that. People do so many things in Georgia. That's one of the benefits of this courses like this. He's just doing that one on his own. Nobody send him. Nobody says it's wrong. So we can ask them, Baba le mamu, ejo kilo de te se le mamu eyo kan la mo ri waju kilo de te fi se le te se. We should be asking questions now, Ikwa. You ask, barakallahu fik, what? Nibo lo wa. Next question here, ejo mbo na eba akoko ti ana. You now go and cut a sheet of paper with a biro. I can borrow you my own. Ejo ti abi te ti ri un. Ebanko. Ti won ma bu yan si. If you say it is sunnah, kini ka sunnah ni ti agbolo wa. Ebanko ko ti ana ma lo wa tin ba dele. Ai mo ye ti aro. And let me tell you my experience. Let me say this here, brothers. When we were growing up too, I want to fight here now, and I want to grow up with anyone. I want to lo le kill you, and lo le kill you. I don't just say this part of my life. I want to say jalabi, emi, mama jana silo de tafsir, emi, wallahi. Bogo unga da vita ka emo maka. Bogo umarka vita ka emo ma, mi sheni. Mo fe pari Madius ni hi ha sori Madu ha Burda al Burda koda mi fe ran ti oko e, because when I got to Patwine University I used to beg Allah to make me forget it. Mo man be Olorun je ngbagbe kini je ngbagbe kini. There are people in Ife till today, OAU University professor now. She knows me at that time. Nigba na afa oni maju lo man pe mi. Mo le ka maju wakati kan. Ti ma ma ka maju bayi. Mo ti lo de maju ri ni area bi e ma je ma so. Gogo apo mi ku gogo everywhere inu fila mi gogo everywhere na ko bo. So when we say that it is bad, ke se pe nitori pe a ma dun e a to ori ati riri. Let me say this now. Abu Ahmad was there this last umrah we made in Shaban. We were on airpiece from Lagos to Kano. The flight was booked very late. One book flight here late. So we didn't have a seat. They said, except we have to fly first class. I said, book the first class. A book the first class, book the first class. Myself and Abu Ahmed. So they booked first class. Directly behind me was somebody who was coming from Senegal. He was going to Kano to attend Mauludin Nabi of Ahmed Tijani. That boy is Hafid, that is a grandchild from the mother of Sheikh Ibrahim Nias at Singali. So what happened? How did I know? I had observed him from the boarding room at Lagos, because he has a muffler woven woolen veil on his neck. That's why this khimar that Abu Ali is wearing on his head must be tear sorrow. So feel over his sorrow, must be sorrow. So ni sunna bari e to leko yo ska se tu feel any. That boy had that thing on his neck. I was making azkar. Abu Ahmad was there. He was making azkar to Sofunrawao. We got into the plane. That boy was sitting directly behind me. Abu Ahmad was on 1A. I was on 2B or 2C. The man was on 3. He was directly behind me in airpiece. So he wanted to ask for food. So the lady who came to serve him said, ask him for what he wanted. He didn't understand English, but he was saying, any meal in Arabic, any meal, biduni lahmil khinzir, that does not have the flesh of what? Swine, pig. The girl didn't understand what he was saying. So I thought that the girl told him she would give him something of pig. He was speaking Arabic. He was speaking French. The girl didn't understand. So I intervened. I didn't know French, and I don't know French. But at least we can put together some Arabic words. So I intervened. Assalamu alaikum. Mother to me, he explained to me. So I explained to the lady in English. So he asked me, how did you know Arabic? I said, this is logo of our deen. We started speaking in Arabic. I said, who are you? He mentioned his name. He gave me his phone number. It's on my phone. He said he is the grandchild of Ibrahim Nias at Singali. I said, where are you going? He said, he's going to Kano. He said, where am I going? I said, I'm going to Medina. I have a flight in Kano today. So that's why I'm on this flight. He said, so I mean that by Salatul Maghrib today, I will be in Medina. I said, Bismillah. He said, Kai. He feels that Allah will bring him to Medina this Ramadan or Hajj. I said, why? He said, before he came on this journey, he was praying, Allah, take me to Medina, Allah, take me to Medina. After this Maulid Nabi, he was going to attend in Kano. He said, so he see me, he's going to make tafa'ul. That is, he's going to take optimism with it. That is good omen. You know, tafa'ul is allowed in Sharia. He says, innama yu'jibuhu at-tafa'ulu. Kana Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he likes optimism. Arabs have an adage, although it's from a hadith that Al-Imam al-Tabarani mentions in his Mu'jam al-Kabir. They ascribe it to Aisha radiyallahu anha. This hadith, I have a small juice on the asanid of this hadith. The hadith is munkar. That Arabs say, tafa'al bima tahwa takun, fa laqalla ma yuqalu li shay'in kana illa tahaqqaqa. Tafa'al lima tahwa takun. Make, be optimistic about what you desire to become. Fa laqalla, perhaps. It is only on a few times, ma yuqalu li shay'in kana, that an individual will be saying regarding a thing, be, illa tahakkoko. And then it becomes as he's thinking about. So So he says he's hopeful he's going to make Umrah this Ramadan or Hajj next Hajj. May Allah make me make it. And all of us too. So I said, I was born when your father, your grandfather died, Ibrahim Nias. I was born when Ibrahim Nias passed away. It was why they named me Ibrahim. I was taken to Kaulak when I was born. Sheikh Ibrahim, Sheikh Tijani, the son of Ibrahim Nias, when he came to Nigeria, he was carrying me. He was saying, Anta Abi. Everywhere he went. On that trip, I was placed in a special car. All these things are lies. The Akida that in Ibrahim Singali's B1, I only remember the first kalima and the second one that followed it, Abal Qalb. Abal Qalb. That is how it starts. Maybe if you Google it, you see. Don't Google it so that you don't disturb yourself. It's a big book. We were going to school, we were memorizing it. Sunnah Lodu. The correct thing is the Sunnah. The times that we are memorizing those things, I wish that we are memorizing Quran. I wish that we are memorizing Hadith. Arba'un al-Nawawiyyah. Bulugh al-Maram. Riyad al-Salihin. Sahihain. As-Sunan al-Arba'ah. I wish that these were the things we got busy with memorizing. But Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because from the worst things that Allah will give to a servant is to make you know Sunnah. Sunnah is Siratul Mustaqim. Where is the istiqama? When it is not Sunnah. Bon in kashele to tiki bashe Sunnah. Ki wani tuma Sunnah gashebi tariq ni sabid. Iye lolo van sofuan Quran kul iwan. Sofuan we. Hadihi sabili. Adu ila Allahi ala basira. Sabid. Tariq. Hiya Sunnah. So it is the Sunnah that comes to regulate the entirety of the lives of people. The only thing to be happy about is Sunnah. So we'll ask this last question and we'll go for Salatul Zuhur. And perhaps, inshallah, before I come back to you, this will be our last sitting in Ramadan. Because from the next week, many of our brothers are not going to be around. They would have traveled. We beg Allah to bring them back safely. And I pray that I'm amongst them. So we'll not sit next Saturday. I will not sit next Sunday. But inshallah, we'll come back very early, immediately after Ramadan. So the weekend, the Sunday that follows after Eid al-Fitr, we'll start our sitting and we'll be coming on Babu Salatil Eidain. In Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ali Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah. So ask your question, let's quickly answer it so that we prepare, subhanAllah, for Salatul.
For someone who went to the masjid for Salatul Jummah.
Someone who went to
the masjid for Salatul Jummah.
To the masjid for Salatul
Jummah. Yeah, and it was early. But when the Salah was going on, at the second rak'at, there was an issue, so he had to perform ablution again. And while coming in, they were already on the tashahud. So that person,
he'll pray for rak'at, but he'll have the reward of everything he had met before.
Okay.
I think we can stop here.
Naam.
Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Doctor, ihfaz anha.
I'll take. I have to take it.